Welcome to Hour 2 of The Point Live. Stay tuned for the next hour as we open the phone lines and take your prayer requests before the Lord and share real-life stories of God's hand working in people's lives. The number to call is 1-800-955-8200. Once again, that's 1-800-955-8200. Now, here's Pastor Mike Zachman.
Okay. You know, I'm just so thankful that we get a chance to release the love and the power of the kingdom of heaven every Saturday night. We've been doing it for over 7 years. And, you know, demonstrating the kingdom. Remember, folks, Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." And when you realize that this world is not our home, then we don't put our hope in this world. But when we realize we have a king who has a kingdom that's not of this world, we put our hope in him, and we're able to rise up above our circumstances. Again, I'm going to give a couple words of knowledge of some people that are going to get healed even while you're listening tonight. There's someone with some pain in the top of the left thigh, the bottom of the right Achilles, the right wrist, the outside of the right wrist, and I already mentioned someone else with a hernia on the right side, and I really believe that Sean, who had called in from Chicago earlier, who said he had no hope and guidance, I think it was a he, we just bless him right now in Jesus' name. And we ask, Holy Spirit, for you to just send your ministering angels over Sean's life, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's go to Paul, who's listening on WYLL in the Chicago area in Norridge, Illinois. Welcome to The Point Live, Paul.
Hi, Pastor Mike.
So what's going on with you tonight? How can we pray for you?
Well, I have both pretty intense headaches and pain in my left wrist, and especially the headaches kind of, it's real distracting, hard to concentrate. And
okay. The left. How long has that been going on?
About 5 years.
Okay. Is it job-related, stress-related? Is it
marriage-related
when I say any of those things? Anything come up?
No, it's more, I think it's from sports-related.
Okay. Did you actually have a concussion or something where you had contact?
Yeah, from football.
Okay. So you grew up playing football?
Yeah. And I just think it got twisted. I got kind of maybe twisted a couple of times to where the neck got hurt.
Okay. And was that in, did you play the line or what position?
No, just like defense and.
Okay. So just getting hit, tackles and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have a son who plays, and I know that, you know, that they're really watching that now with all the new padding and all the different things. And he's a lineman. And, you know, they're not as, the defensive secondary gets hit more, and the linebackers and the running backs, of course, than the linemen. I mean, they still get hit, but it's at low speeds, you know, because you're right in front of the guy. And unless they're making big plays as they're doing a run or something. But anyway, he's on the offensive line. But and then you have this pain in your left wrist. Between 1 and 10, which, first of all, what's higher, the headache you said?
Well, they're both kind of evening out now. They're both getting a little bit worse as time goes on, and
okay.
You know, they can vary. They could, some days are better than others.
Okay. Well, let's pray right now. Just say it with me. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command the spirit of trauma.
I command the spirit of trauma.
Disease.
Disease.
And all oppression.
And all oppression.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
And replace it with your love, Jesus.
And replace it with your love, Jesus.
I declare that I am understood by you, Jesus.
I declare that I am understood by you, Jesus.
And that the fear of you, Lord, is the beginning of wisdom.
And the fear of you, Lord, is the beginning of wisdom.
So teach me how to fear you even more.
So teach me how to fear you even more.
How to honor you and glorify you even more.
How to honor and glorify you even more.
Yeah. Father, I also play for Paul. I pray for his mind, that if there's any thoughts, any things that are coming against him, I just pray that you just give him the mind of Christ and that your truth would prevail not only in his mind but in his body as well. And I take authority over the pain and the headaches. Go down right now in Jesus' name. Release your all-consuming fire. Take away the dis-ease and the oppression. I command any demonic spirits to go. Just say go in Jesus' name.
Go in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Over Paul's head and his wrist. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to try it out right now. Just move around. Is it the same? Worse?
Yeah, it's kind of the same.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I just sense that, you know, there's something going on with, it's not just a physical trauma, but there's some type of open door in especially with the headaches. Like okay. there's some type of, I don't know if it's rejection relationally. I definitely heard this, like your mind, there's something with your mind that's analyzing or thinking through things, or just take it to the Lord. You know, if you're so focused on something that's bothering you, it can really overwhelm you.
Yeah.
But if you give it over to the Lord, what's that?
Yeah, I make it worse, yeah.
Yeah. But as you give it over to the Lord, it's like, and just say, Lord, I want to focus on you tonight. You know, you may want to put on some worship music as you're going to bed tonight, you know, and just in the background or, you know, somewhere in your household. And then turn it up when you wake up in the morning. And, you know, David played worship music before Saul, and it says that demonic spirits left him as he did that. And I saw something in the spirit at our worship times 2 weeks ago where I saw this big dark mountain full of demons in this region, and the Lord showed me that our worship was taking, it was being held up by one single, like a pole, like a telephone pole underneath it. And the Lord was showing us that we had this big axe as we worshiped, and it was cutting down this pole to expose the darkness and the demons. And that's exactly what happens when we worship Jesus with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Darkness has to flee because Jesus is the light of the world. And the more we magnify his name, the more the darkness will flee. So that's just all straight from the Holy Spirit and Scripture. And
okay.
he's looking for those who are going to worship him in spirit and in truth. So
okay. Well, I appreciate that because it has been kind of a slow road back to church for me. I kind of, you know, slowly coming back. And
okay.
There's one other thing. I have a brother-in-law, Joseph, who is not doing well.
Okay.
And my concern for him is that he would pass away before coming back to the Lord, just because he's not doing that well.
Okay.
Plus, taking, I think, a lot of pills that are not making him deal with reality.
Okay.
You know, people are conspiring against him when, in fact, you know, nothing.
Yeah.
It's true. He's
so,
not in a good
so
way.
Let's just pray. Father, we just lift up Joseph to you. Draw him to yourself, Lord, and use Paul to speak into that situation as well so he would come to know you. And if there's anything that needs a shift in the natural, give Paul strategies on how to help with that as well in Jesus' name. By the way, the Lord's more concerned about you coming back to him in intimacy than going to church. That's really a good word. Going to church is one thing. There's a lot of religious people in church that don't necessarily walk with Jesus.
Right,
he's more
right.
concerned about who you are in him. In other words, running after him than going to church. That doesn't mean you don't go to church. That's not what I'm saying. But you understand what I'm saying.
Absolutely. I absolutely do.
Okay. Bless you, Paul. Thanks for listening on WYLL in Chicago tonight.
Thank you. When are you coming to Chicago? Anytime soon?
You know, I don't have it on my schedule, but I'll probably be there this summer. So
okay.
Okay, bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye
bye.
Chicago's my hometown. So that's where Valerie's calling from as well. Did you know I'm from Palatine, Illinois, Valerie?
Oh my gosh, that's right up the street. No, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yes, that's 10 minutes away. I used to work in Palatine.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I grew up there and I live in Seattle now. I've been out here for 18 years, but I get back. I have lots of family in the region there, all over the Chicago area. So I love coming back to see them, of course. So
did you go to Palatine High?
I was raised Catholic, believe it or not. So I went to Arlington Heights. I went to St. Vitus.
You went to St. Vitus. You went to Catholic school.
Yeah, my sisters went to Fremd, which is the other Palatine High School. Yeah, right there.
Yes, it is. It is. Yes, it is. Wow, what a coincidence.
Yeah. So how can we pray with you tonight?
This is kind of different.
Okay.
But I really, really want to pray for a good Christian husband.
Okay.
And I have a son that just told me, my son just told me last night that he's going to see the doctor on the 20th for excruciating headaches. He's been having them for quite a while, and he really, you know, I would really want prayer for him and his headaches to stop at this point.
Okay. What's his first name?
His first name is Donnie.
Donnie. Okay. Father, thank you for Valerie and just her desire to seek you and to put you first. And I pray as she does that, Lord, that you would raise up a godly man who could come alongside of her and allow her to see your goodness, Lord, and that he would see Jesus in Valerie and vice versa, that Valerie would see Jesus in him. And we lift up Donnie to you as well, Father. We just curse the pain and the oppression coming against him. I pray that you'd give Valerie wisdom and discernment on how to take authority over that pain and that dis-ease, and that she would rise up above her circumstances, and then her testimony would be that you intervened suddenly in Donnie's life because she asked, because she stepped in. And and I just pray, Father, that there would be no distractions for Valerie other than what you have for her, and that you would divinely guide her and lead her and keep her focused on the things that you have for her, Lord. And I just say thank you for that, and I
thank
ask these
you.
Things in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
You know, I'll tell you one other thing I'm hearing, Valerie, and then we're going to go to our next caller, but you have the ability to have fun with the Lord. And there's sometimes when, you know, when you're not sure, like, oh, no, what about this or that, the Lord's going to make it sure. In other words, the Spirit's going to kind of... He's going to speak to your spirit, and you're going to come alive as a result of it. And it's like the Lord will – it's not as drastic as writing on the wall, but it's going to be very clear. And when it comes to relationship, when it comes to focus on the Lord, there's going to be times when you're going to be tempted to run after a man as opposed to the Lord, and that's not from the Lord. You're going to know when the right man comes along, because this is a key word for you. You're going to be minding your own business. In other words, the Lord's business. And all of a sudden, that man's going to see Christ in you and become attracted. And he's going to treat you like a woman the way that you deserve to be treated, not as an object, not as something that you're going to be, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be where he's going to treat you with honor, with respect, with love, in a way that's going to melt your heart, and you're going to know it's from the Lord, because the Lord's going to confirm that. And so,
all right, Dan.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're to go into environments where women are honored, by the way. You know, and what I'm talking about is in the body of Christ. There's a number of places where they're not honored, and when they are honored, that's when, you know, God really gets the honor and the glory, because we're to honor each other. And I think you understand what I'm saying. So
I do. I definitely
So are you
do.
In Schaumburg then, or are you in Mount?
I'm in Schaumburg. I'm
are
in
you?
Schaumburg.
Okay. Very good. That's where I lived for a while too, in some apartments there.
Wow.
My 20s, long time ago. Well, I bless you, Valerie. You have an awesome night, and thanks for calling from Schaumburg, Illinois tonight. Okay?
Thank you very much. I'll call again.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So you're listening to The Point Live here on The Point Live Radio Network. We have several lines open at 800-955-8200. Before we go to a local caller here in the Seattle area, I want to remind you again, 800-955-8200. We have a website called thepointlive.com. I did update it. By the way, I'm going to be in Arizona on the 21st of this month, coming up in 10 days or so, or 11 days. And that's going to be, I'm going to be speaking in Phoenix, Prescott, Mesa, down in Tucson, and a couple other places right outside of Phoenix. And so if you want more information, go to our website, thepointlive.com, thepointlive.com. And then I have a conference we're going to be doing locally here just across the Canadian border in Vancouver. It's going to be in Cloverdale, British Columbia, and that's going to be April 27th, 28th, and 29th. And then I want to remind you also that a friend of mine is going to be coming up from Dallas, Texas, with two other musicians. He's a worship leader, and they're going to be in our church here in the Seattle area. It's going to be a prophetic and worship conference. It's going to be on April 20th and 22nd. It's a Friday night and a Sunday night. And so a number of those things are on our website, thepointlive.com. Let's go to Thomas, who's in Bremerton, Washington, just across the Puget Sound from us here. Welcome to The Point Live, Thomas. Thanks for listening on KGNW.
I say shalom to you. I'm not Hebrew by that I know of anyway, but I still say okay. Shalom to you.
Amen. Anyway, I received that.
I received a hit. I mean, somebody smacked me in the eye. How it came about is that I was telling Jesus love you. I often do that. A lot of people know me because they tell them God bless you, Jesus loves you. But this guy was really started using French, and he started walking away. And he got at a short distance from me, about 500 yards, and then I started running because I had to get to the Salvation Army so before they closed, wanted to get some bread. And so thing about it is, he probably thought I was trying to chase him down, you know, and I should have crossed the street and started running, but he probably took it that I was chasing him. Anyway, yeah. In the event of that, he started swearing again. I said, Jesus loves you. And he smacked me in the eye. It's probably a hit for the Lord. That, you know, why I say the hit for the Lord, because it opened up an opportunity for me to share the gospel with people. People look in my eye and they say, what happened? And I said, I'm glad you asked. An opportunity to witness to
so
about.
How long ago did this happen?
It happened about a week ago last Friday.
Okay. So you still have a lot of pain?
Well, I'll tell you what. I went to the ER, and they gave me the diagnosis that the eye's probably okay, but they're concerned about a cheek bone. And they use the old word, you know, the old word, right? Operation.
Oh, okay.
And they thought I might need an operation, but I've been kind of rebuking that, and we want to pray that there be no operation needed.
That sounds good.
I'm also a friend of Laura's. I called in a couple of people. Right.
Okay. Well, let's pray right now. Father, we stand with Thomas tonight, and we come against the pain and the trauma in his cheekbone, and we pray that you would naturally heal it, Holy Spirit, right now. Release your healing angels, your healing fire on Thomas's cheekbone. We command the oppression to leave and just the cells to work the way that you created them to work, to heal and bring it back into complete the way that you created it, Lord. The bones, the tissues, the ligament, whatever it is underneath the cheekbone there. And we just say thank you for Thomas' boldness, and we pray for wisdom for him as well as he continues to step out with your truth, with your love, with your goodness. And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
One last thing. I believe I got a hit for the Lord. Yeah. You don't have to pray right over the radio, but you might want to pray for marriage, money, and music. I put that in alphabetical order. I play music. I play guitar and keyboard.
Okay.
For the,
okay.
Maybe
awesome.
I can come up see you sometime there at the Point Live. When Laura gets back to the area, maybe we might come up and see you.
Okay. No, we'd love to have you.
I picked flowers, daffodils in Carnation one time. Do they have a lot of farms up there?
There is a lot of farms, especially just north. The daffodils are starting to bloom already, actually. I saw a picture this yesterday, and the tulips are more in April. We have more tulips in Holland around here, so it's pretty crazy.
Okay.
You can take the Kingston Ferry across and get here a lot quicker than driving through Tacoma, by the way, from Bremerton. So.
Okay, yeah, you're probably right. Okay, God bless you big time.
Okay, bless you too. Thanks, Tom.
I'm not looking forward to getting hit, but I do enjoy getting hit for the Lord.
Bless you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
There is something to be said about standing up for Jesus, and I don't know the whole circumstance, but it sounds like it was he definitely took it on the chin, or actually the cheek in this case. So we go from one Bremerton caller to the next. Lisa's also on Bremerton, listening on KGNW here locally. Hi, Lisa.
Yeah, good evening, and also a fellow Chicagoan. So
awesome.
Right there with you, yeah.
From where?
You know what, the Burr Ridge and then Romeoville area. You're familiar with that,
okay.
Like Joliet? Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My dad went
right
to
on.
School in Joliet, so.
Yep.
So, awesome.
I'm there with you.
Okay.
So this is what I've been struggling with for the past few years, and I've been diligent to seek Papa's heart, but there's still not peace, and I need to know if that peace of God that I so desire in making this decision,
okay,
if it's what's lacking or if it's fear in my life for moving on. I've been asked by a very godly, good, God-fearing, God-loving God people, loving man to marry him, and I'm just hesitant, and I've just been, like I said, diligently trying to find out what is it that is holding me back.
Okay. Yeah, that's important to take it to the Lord and allow him to affirm or deny, you know, depending on what it is. You know, a couple things. Number one, the Lord is the one who gives us his wisdom. And again, like I said earlier, and you know this scripture, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And so what I found, Lisa, is the more that I worship him, the more I hear from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you right now, it's like, I mean, I'll just help you process this a little bit. But number one, you don't want to be alone, you know, and lonely. Well, the Lord provides for the spiritual, you know, he brings us up in the spirit as we seek him. He provides for us physically. At the same time, if it's a natural desire and it's not a healthy desire to be married, then you could be falling into a trap of, okay, now I have this and it doesn't satisfy. In other words, here's a couple questions as a pastor I would ask you. Number one, do you respect this man in the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is he putting Jesus first? You know, secondly, you know, are you putting Jesus first?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, in other words, and then I would say, and I'm just hearing this in the spirit now, there's a difference between a good idea and a God idea.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is just a good idea to get married, then you know the answer. But if it's the Lord placing this in both of your spirits,
mm-hmm.
and you have the peace that surpasses all understanding, then you're going to know. It
mm-hmm.
could be that you need to wait a little bit. It might be there's someone else out there for you where you need to stop and say, Lord, you show me. You know, I mean, do you have a relationship with the Lord where you can ask him questions and then wait upon what he tells you? Like, will you hear his voice?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's
okay.
The part of the relationship is asking and waiting and seeing.
Okay. Because you may ask him just simply, and you don't have to do it right now, but just, Lord, if there's someone else out there for me, would you show me? Or is there someone else out there for me? You know, I mean, I know that how the Lord works.
mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, I mean, many times we have to wait. You know, and all of a sudden you're like, wait a second. Here's what I do know in the spirit for you, Lisa. the Lord's going to surprise you, whether it's with this man or someone else, with a gift of a marriage partner. And you're going to go, you're going to be lying there someday, you know, let's just say waking up in the morning, and you're like, I am so thankful for this man that's next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a gift from the Lord. He's going to bring, the Lord's going to bring security. The Lord's going to bring a peace. The Lord's going to bring an opportunity for you to literally bloom where you're being planted in that relationship to where you're going to thrive. And so these are things I'm hearing in the spirit. And that's worth waiting for. You know, I don't know your age. I don't know if you've been married before. I don't need to know those things. But what I do know is that when you honor the Lord, He will honor you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if, I know you're not in your 80s. I don't care if you are in your 80s. The Lord still could bring someone to you in your 80s and give you. I've seen this happen many times. It's pretty amazing, actually. You know, I have a friend who he's had three wives in his life pass on, and he's still going strong.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in his 80s. He's a World War II veteran. Mm-hmm. It's pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are just some things. So, Father, we just bless Lisa tonight. We just ask in Jesus' name for you to show her clearly whether this man is the right one or not. I pray that discernment would just be so clear. I pray that if he's not the right one, that it would be really clear to her that he may say something, do something. And if he is, the opposite would occur, that he would say something, do something, where it would just be so clear to Lisa, and that she would know that she knows that she knows in her knower what she's supposed to do, and that she could move on, whether in the affirmative or the opposite, in a way that would just give her peace according to your plan, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, thanks for what you do. Thanks for being obedient. And if I don't see you here on earth, I'll see you in heaven, okay?
Yeah, you're welcome to come up sometime on a Sunday night. You know, we have people that make it over, and we have some pretty wild stuff that happens here where God's power shows up, and even angels sometimes will sing with our worship team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, it's amazing. I know that some people have never seen or even heard of that before, but it happens. So, well, bless you, Lisa. You're welcome. Thanks for listening on KGNW tonight. Have a good night.
Thank you, sir. Good night.
Bye-bye. You're listening to The Point Live here on The Point Live Radio Network. We're on these stations every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 Pacific time. That's 11 to 1 Eastern. By the way, don't forget to turn your clocks ahead. It is spring forward weekend already. You're going to lose an hour between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. And if you use your iPhone as your clock, then you don't have to worry about changing anything. Or your phone, another phone. A lot of people do. So did you know that, Nettie, that we're going to be changing clocks tonight?
Yes, yep.
Okay, well, very good. Nettie's in Winkler, Manitoba, just outside of Winnipeg. And you heard one of the words of knowledge, is that correct?
No, I haven't heard it, but I'm just feeling that I should call in.
Okay, what's going on?
I have pain in my right foot. I have had it for a couple of years, and it's pretty severe. I can hardly work.
On the bottom or where in the foot?
It's in my heel.
Is it like the Achilles, or?
I'm not sure.
Is it on the bottom of the heel or above it, or?
It's on the bottom of my heel and sort of towards the side of the heel.
Okay. Because I was getting a word of knowledge for the right heel twice tonight.
Oh.
I announced it earlier. That's why I was asking if you.
I haven't heard it at the time, no.
Okay. Well, just say this with me. Just say Jesus.
Jesus.
This is a play on words, but I no longer stand for this pain.
I no longer stand for this pain.
I command all pain and dis-ease.
I command all pain and dis-ease.
And oppression.
And oppression.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my mind, body, soul, and spirit.
And replace it with your love, Jesus.
And replace it with your love, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Just take a deep breath right where you're at right now. Thank you, Jesus. Are you sitting down right now?
Yeah.
I want you to kick up your right leg just 3 or 4 times, just like you're just swinging it. And then I want you to stand up, and I want you to put pressure on it. And I want you to be honest. Is it the same, worse, better, completely gone? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom.
It's still the same. It's pretty bad when I get up after I sit down and then...
Okay, just say more, Lord.
More, Lord.
And I'm going to pray too. Father, I just take authority now in Jesus' name over this pain on Nettie's heel. I command it to go right now in Jesus' name. Satan, you let loose of Nettie's heel now. Oppression, go in Jesus' name. There we go. Release your healing fire. Release your healing fire, Father, into that place. More, Lord. More, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All oppression, go. Okay, test it out again. Spin your foot now like you're on your balls of your feet. Just spin it back and forth, back and forth. Thank you, Jesus. Between 1 and 10, how high is the pain?
It actually left right now.
Praise Jesus.
Praise.
Come on. When's the last time it left like that?
Once my son prayed for me, and then it did that too, but it did return again.
Okay, so here's the deal. Do you realize that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Yeah.
What did he just do for you?
He healed my foot.
So it's gone. Listen,
yes.
In Acts 10:38, it says Jesus went around healing all those who were oppressed by the devil. That was oppression coming against you, Nettie.
Okay.
You don't have to receive it anymore when it tries to come back. You just say this with me, and you're going to say it right now. Satan, you get behind me in Jesus' name.
Satan, you get behind me in Jesus' name.
When that pain tries to come back, you say that out loud and tell him to go. And you watch, it won't come back again. What you're doing is you're getting your guard up. And it's not your pain. It's an oppression that's coming against you. And you don't have to literally walk with that any longer. Walk around the house real quick. Test it out. And then just praise him and thank him. Be like the one leper that came back to him and said, thank you for healing me, Jesus. Is it completely gone?
Yep, it's gone now. Yep.
So why don't you thank Jesus? Go ahead, in your own words.
Thank you, Jesus, for healing my foot. Praise Jesus.
It's so important to do that. I mean, if you want it to come back, you don't have to do what I said.
I don't want it to come back.
Okay, then you need to take authority and live like you have authority over the evil one. Do you realize that you do? Does Jesus Christ live in your heart?
Yes.
Is he your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Then by his stripes, you've already been healed. So you don't have to receive that oppression.
Right.
So when it tries to come back, and it will, don't receive it. I use this one. Today's Saturday. I'm not receiving pain on Saturdays.
Right.
You know. Seriously, that's who we are in Christ. Well, praise Jesus. We're so glad he took away that pain for you tonight, Nettie. We have Thank not because we ask not. That's so good. Well, thanks for listening on CHVN in Winkler, Manitoba tonight in Canada. Have a good
thanks
night.
Thanks so much.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. That's good news, folks. Come on, man. The Lord is healing people. We have people in Michigan, Philadelphia, and Winnipeg on hold here. We got one line open at 800-955-8200, but John's on the air with us. Your father's been diagnosed with cancer up there in Winnipeg, John?
Yes.
And what's your father's first name?
His first name is Angelito.
Angelico?
Angelito.
Angelito.
Yes.
Okay.
And he got diagnosed yesterday for colon cancer, although we never had history of something like this. So
does he know Jesus, John?
Yes.
Okay. So, Father, we stand with. We're going to pray. We stand with John, Father, against this cancer in his dad, Angelito. We just command it to go in Jesus' name. We pray that he would have a complete full bill of health. We curse the colon cancer. We command the cancer to slough off, to leave his colon in Jesus' name, to die, and that John's dad would just be free, Lord, of any oppression, any heaviness, especially any cancer.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Yeah. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
You know, John, what's going on for you right now? The Bible says the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Your faith is being tested right now with this attack against your dad. But the Lord's going to teach you how to persevere. And so it's so important for you to pray into this. And do you have a prayer language?
What do you mean by that? My original language?
No, by speaking in tongues. Have you ever spoken in tongues before?
Before I was able to pray in Latin. I know some Latin prayers.
Okay. Well, here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that when we go through difficulty, that there's going to be groans that the Spirit will interpret in as it comes out of our spirit. And so you may just be like with your dad, like, oh, I can't believe this is happening. I give it to you. And it's like you're just groaning. The Lord will take that. But there's also something called, you know, praying in tongues. It's a spiritual gift. Paul talks about it in Corinthians. Oh. And as you speak in tongues, it's a tongue of angels. It literally is a prayer language, and it's so important. I pray when I don't know what to pray in the Spirit. And the Lord, and I sing in the Spirit a lot of times too. And the Lord takes it. And I'll tell you what, he's going to help you as you do that. Okay?
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
And where are you from originally, John?
I'm from the Philippines.
Okay. Well, very good.
Yeah,
well,
thank you so much, Pastor.
No, you're welcome.
And I'm pretty sure that he'll be healed because he'll going to schedule a surgery on Monday, but I'm pretty sure he'll going to be healed. So thank
Amen.
You very much.
Amen. Yeah. You're welcome, John. Yeah. I'm standing with you, brother. Have a good night.
And sorry, can I also pray for Matt Olson because he was paralyzed?
Matt Olson. We'll do it as we're hanging up. I have a bunch of calls we have to get to before the end of the broadcast. Okay? Bless you, John.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Nice
bye-bye.
Night. Thank you.
Father, we do lift up Matt Olson to you, Lord, and we just command his legs and arms to move the way you created them in Jesus' name. Let's quickly go to Les in Winnipeg. You have a testimony?
Yeah, I do. It's me again. It never ends.
So what did the Lord do for you this time?
He opened up the door for a new job opportunity for me. And it actually is going so well that he's blessed me with quite a bit of equipment that was gifted to me.
Praise Jesus.
For my job. So, yeah, I took a totally different turn and closed shop for the Gospel Illusions. And now I'm a full-time videographer. Okay. And I do live feeds on Facebook.
Okay. Well, so Les, here's what I know. The Lord has you in his sights, and there's favor written all over you. And it's not just because he's healed you of all the things you've been healed of. You know, you had issues with your back, with your kidneys, with your heart, your ears, all these things that have been healed. And yet, the Father loves you just for being yourself.
Amen.
And so it's not about what he's done for you. It's about who he is in you that's so key. And so, Father, we bless Les. Thank you for the favor on this job situation. We pray for financial breakthrough. We pray for relational breakthrough. We pray for just all the people that you want him to reach wherever he goes with his testimony, with his love and your power. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm sure I'll be coming back to Winnipeg sometime this summer. Be praying for me about that, Les. I know you know several of the pastors that I know, and I'll touch base with them here in the next week or two. But I'm looking forward.
Let me know when you're coming back, and I'll shoot your all your services live on Facebook.
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
And I have the capabilities of doing it now.
Okay. Well, I remember you helped me with my own camera when I was in the 1 year. So
Just wanted to quickly say that lady that called in about the relationship, about finding a husband or marriage and being lonely, I could relate to that 100%. And I totally agree. You know, we have to keep our eyes on the Lord, and the Lord will provide. It doesn't matter. You could be 80, 90, could be 100. Yeah. The Lord will still provide.
Amen.
So I support her in prayer with that.
Amen. Well, thank you, Les. It's good to hear your voice, and I'll look forward to seeing you here shortly sometime in the summer. Okay?
Okay.
Bless you.
Yep.
Okay. Bye-bye. He's listening on CHVN, one of our main stations up in Canada, in Winnipeg. Linda's in Michigan, listening on WYLL. Is that right?
Listening on the phone right direct to the station.
Okay. Yeah, of course. So you heard it, cause what she's talking about is anyone who's on hold can hear the broadcast over their phone. So how can we pray with you tonight, Linda?
That word of knowledge that you had about the left hip.
Uh-huh.
And also for infection that I've been battling against to go.
Okay. What part of Michigan are you in, by the way?
In the thumb.
In the thumb. Okay. So you're up in the northeast, basically, or the east side? So
I think so.
Yeah. Closer
to
Canada.
Sure about it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's just pray and stand with you about that hip and about your this infection coming against you. Just say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all pain.
I command all pain.
And dis-ease.
And dis-ease.
Along with all oppression.
Along with all oppression.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my mind, body, soul, and spirit.
And replace it with your healing fire, Lord.
Replace it with your healing fire, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I want you to just get up right now and move your hip around. And just try something that you couldn't do. I just feel the Holy Spirit on me so strong right now. And when he comes on me like this, he just loves to heal people and just do whatever he wants to do.
Praise God. Well, I know when you had the word of knowledge, you said that it was something specifically I never heard of before.
A hip flexor?
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. What is that?
It's a sharp pain that comes against you.
Okay. Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, it's such a sharp pain, it'll go right to the top of your head.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably what it is. So just between 1 and 10, how strong is the pain right now?
Well, about a 5, but it'll hit. You know, it'll hit hard.
Okay, so it has to do with some nerve ending then. So I just speak peace over that nerve ending right now in Linda's left hip in Jesus' name. Just say more, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. More, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Now move it around again. Do something you couldn't do. And be honest, is it the same? Still a 5 out of 10? Is it a little better? Completely gone? What's going on?
Yeah, it's a little better. And plus, there's something else, like a movement going on with my back, too, because I've had lower back problems. So it's like all interconnected, like something's going on in the whole area.
Something in the positive, you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Oh, just say more, Lord.
More, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
More, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Wow. He's touching you right now. He's already started the healing process, and he's going to finish it because you called in by faith from the word of knowledge, and the Lord has his hand on you. He just does, because you're crying out to him. Come on. He hears your voice. He loves, the Bible says, my sheep will hear my voice, and he loves when we speak to him. He just loves to hear our voice. Isn't that amazing?
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I remind him of that. Let me hear your voice, Lord. I ask, let me hear your voice, Lord, you know. Let me be your sheep, too.
You know, here's a word for you, Linda, that I'm just seeing. I'm seeing you walking on some gravel by some big trees, and you're dealing with someone who's been coming against you verbally, and I heard the Holy Spirit want me to tell you, you're to minister back to them in the opposite spirit. When they curse you, you bless them. When they slander you, you don't defend yourself. You let the Lord defend yourself. And you watch. The Lord's going to do this. It's a really good word.
Okay.
Praise Jesus.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just pray into that.
I will.
Well, bless you, Linda. We don't have too much time left. I'm going to go to the last couple callers. But thanks for listening to Michigan tonight.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Praise Jesus. The Lord was touching her. He's going to heal it while she's sleeping. Again, you're listening to The Point Live here on The Point Live Radio Network. And I just wanted you to know that we have a number of people that are listening all across North America, people that are emailing me, like some of you have. Stacy writes, "Hello, Pastor. Can you pray for my coworker? He has pain in his throat, but the doctors don't know what's causing this. And she also is passing, need to pass the ACT test. And then salvation for some of her professors and classmates and who have prejudice. Father, we just come in Jesus' name against all oppression in all three of these situations. And especially that you would just help Stacy there be the woman that you want her to be as she puts you first. And Betty writes this, "Praise the Lord, he has answered a big prayer for us. I thank the Lord for looking after us in a big way. We pray he will bring my son home on March 19th. We have a final judge decision. My son is coming home. And my son wants to come home, and the Lord will bring him home for good." Betty in Winnipeg. So we lift up her son right now in Jesus' name. And then, let's see. We have healing from pain, right hip area from stretching exercises during cardio rehab. This is Charles from Columbus, Ohio. We command the pain to leave right now in Jesus' name. And that there would just be completion of this rehab program and lower blood pressure in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And then the last one, Michael writes, "Hey, Pastor Mike, I'm from Winkler. I had a sharp flex pain yesterday and today that came on suddenly, as well as my right side of the jaw slips out and makes loud noise. It's been like that for 10 years. So we just curse the pain in Michael's hip and the jaw in Jesus' name. Freedom right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So let's do this. Ray's been holding patiently in Philadelphia. Hey, Ray, welcome to The Point Live.
Hello again, Pastor Mike. How are you?
You know, I am blessed beyond measure.
We should all be that. We should all be blessed.
Amen.
As we walk with Jesus.
Amen.
Anyway, I just heard your word of knowledge probably about 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
About the pain in the right foot, the right heel.
Uh-huh.
And I think my pain started probably yesterday, the day before. I didn't even notice it, but it's like an electric shock. I've had plantar fasciitis before, and Satan tries to bring this on back to me every now and then, and I fight it, and it goes away, and it's back again. So I thought I heard that word of knowledge, and
you're responding. Amen. Father, we say thank you for Ray and his obedience,
Lord.
His heart, his desire to put you first, and we just curse this pain right now in that right ankle or that right heel, and we just say, have your way with it, Lord. We command the oppression to go, and we release your peace into that heel in Jesus' name. More, Lord. Healing fire, be released. Healing fire right now. I want you to stand up and stamp down on it 3 or 4 times, and I just
I can do that.
What you're doing is by faith.
I'm doing it by faith, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm walking on my heels.
Is it the same? A little better?
It feels a little bit better. I mean, like I said, throughout the day it got better. But like I said, it's, I'm walking on my heels right now. I still feel some pain, but I know that it's going to go. I know it's been healed.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I don't even question that. So.
Amen. Well, we're standing with you, and so are a bunch of other people. So that's what the privilege of people calling in, because hundreds and thousands listen and pray at the same time. So,
and I praise God for your program. And if you could just pray for a friend of mine who has a problem with her gallbladder.
You bet. What's her first name?
Her first name is Lynn, and it's the bile is not moving through the bile duct properly, so we're hoping that this can be fixed without surgery.
Father, we just speak
peace. And by the way,
peace.
She does not believe in Jesus. She is a Jewish woman
yet.
Who does not believe in Jesus yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
That's too bad, because Jesus is Jewish. Yeshua.
I know. Yes, that's
so,
right.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak life over Lynn, and we do command that this gallbladder and the bile duct would work the way that you created it. I pray that it would
praise
be
God.
A sign to her,
yes,
and
Lord.
That Ray would let her know that hundreds of people prayed for her tonight,
yes,
and that
Lord.
You would just suddenly surprise her with your love and your goodness.
Thank you, Father God.
And that you would draw her like you drew Nicodemus in the middle of the night to yourself when he saw the truth and how he got set free as a Jewish rabbi. I pray that
yes,
you
Lord.
Do that for Lynn as well. And we ask these
thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you. I appreciate that so very much.
You're welcome, Ray.
You
good to hear your voice.
You have a blessed day tomorrow. You too, buddy.
You
take
too.
Care.
Get some sleep because we lose an hour.
Yes.
Have a good night.
Good night, Pastor. You
okay,
too.
Bye-bye. Spring ahead, folks. Just remember that. Let's go to Vivian, who's in Lakewood, Washington, and then we're going to end with Bonnie here in a moment. Thanks for listening on KGNW, our mother station in Seattle area here tonight, Vivian.
Hi. It's certainly a great thing to connect with the man of God.
Amen.
Amen.
So what do you got going on?
You gave out earlier a word of knowledge of the right ear.
Yes.
Pressure in the ear.
Yes. Okay. So how long has that been going on?
Quite a few years.
Okay. Well, let's pray.
Okay.
Father, we come against any swelling, any against any oppression, especially demonic oppression in Vivian's right ear. And I pray, just say this out loud. Just say, I give it all to you, Jesus.
I give it all to you, Jesus.
My mind, my will, my emotions.
My mind, my will. My emotions.
Along with all oppression.
Along with all oppression.
I command the spirit of oppression.
I command the spirit of oppression.
And all dis-ease.
And all dis-ease.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
And replace it with your love, Lord.
And to replace it with your love, Lord.
There we go. He's taking the pressure off right now. More, Lord.
Amen. I receive
just say,
it.
Just say more, Lord.
More, Lord. More, Lord. More, more, Lord. More.
Just tilt your head down, like, you know, in other words, to the side where your right ear is facing the ground once.
Okay.
And I sense that you're going to feel some drainage, even as you go to sleep tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put your head on that side of the pillow, if you will.
Okay.
And let the ear drain, and I just declare in Jesus' name that there will be no longer blockage and oppression over that ear. Thank
Amen.
You for the word of knowledge. Thank you for Vivian responding by faith.
Amen.
And we say
I
that we ask
that
these things
Jesus
in
name.
Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Amen and
God.
Amen.
And God's blessings to your ministry, and may you continue on in Jesus.
Amen. Well, thank you, Vivian. I appreciate it. I receive it. You have an awesome night, and give us an update.
And thank you very much. I appreciate that prayer. I certainly will.
Okay.
Thanks
for
one more thing I wanted to say was that
okay.
I pray for your having intercessors around you to pray for you also.
Amen.
In
yeah.
Jesus' name.
Amen. God's raising
Amen.
Some up. I have some already across the country.
Great.
But I know I'm going to be taking teams to South Africa and Brazil coming up.
Uh-huh.
So you can be praying for that, let alone going to Arizona and British Columbia and then Winnipeg.
Great.
And so, but I know that some of the people that are going to travel with me, there'll be teams of probably 8 going with me on some of these trips, that they're going to also become intercessors because they're going to see the love and the power of God moving. So.
Okay.
Bless you, Vivian. I appreciate that. We're going to take one last caller before the end. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye. We're going to go to Bonnie quickly in Skokie, Illinois. We don't have much time, Bonnie, but you injured your back. Is that correct?
Yes, a week ago from lifting something heavy.
Okay.
And it's still, it's painful.
So let's pray right away. Father, we just curse the pain and the oppression and the trauma of Bonnie hurting her back while she was lifting it. We just speak peace into those muscles and ligaments and nerve endings right now, into the spinal column. Just say more, Lord.
More, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks.
Just wrap your arms of love around Bonnie tonight, Lord, as she rests, as she sleeps in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Sorry it's so quick, but I'm telling you, the power of God just needs a second, a millisecond. Bless you, Bonnie. Thanks for listening on WYLO and Skokie in the Chicago area tonight. Okay?
You're welcome, and God bless you and your ministry.
Bless you, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, it was kind of a quick ending there, but I'm so thankful for all of you that pray with us and for us, those that support us. I'm telling you right now, Rose, I got your message. She says, God bless you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And so she sent an email. Again, our website's thepointlive.com, and you can go to that website and learn more about our radio ministry. I have a couple videos up there. From YouTube. And then remember, I'm going to be down in Arizona in the Phoenix area. If you have anyone in Arizona, the Supernatural School of the Southwest is the name of the school I'll be teaching at. You can go to their Facebook page. Just type it into Google, Supernatural School of the Southwest. I'll be all over Arizona here at the end of March. Anyway, this is Pastor Mike Zachman saying thank you for listening tonight. We'll be back next Saturday night for another 2 hours. Don't forget to spring ahead here in a few hours tonight. And bless you all, love you all, and we'll see you next Saturday night. God bless. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Point Live. For more information about The Point Church, write to 18722 59th Avenue Northeast, Arlington, Washington, 98223. Or check out their website, thepointlive.com. Once again, that's thepointlive.com. If you're interested in receiving prayer after the program is over, please call area code 360-435-1616. Once again, that number is 360-435-1616. And tune in again next Saturday night at 8 Pacific time for The Point Live. The preceding program, sponsored by The Point Church.